two they played last night in what was, without a question, the most intense round of basketball of this tournament. To be quite honest, possibly some of the best basketball I've seen in years.
Yes, sir. I hear you there, Austin. That first round they had was incredible last night. Then Sandpoint came out firing where it started, but now we're ready for round two. I'm still off the charts, man.
I can't wait to see what happens here. Last night the story was Thomas Mack. He came out really strong and really elevated the T-Jacks for the victory. Mm-hmm. King Cove won by 19. All those 19 points were scored in the third quarter.
That's incredible for me. Yeah, no, and you got to give credit to Tommy Mack and this squad, man. They're really ready for something like that.
Yep, doing great work. All right, tip-off time. Tipped up, over to Tommy. And we are underway here. So, ball in hand to the T-Jack. Shot by Jager.
Wow! Jager started off with a three-pointer. That's incredible to start.
He was very quiet yesterday.
He was, but when all of a sudden he found his groove in the second half of last night.
Yeah. Tyler playing a really good game of basketball here, playing points. And King Cove sitting into this 1-3-1 zone. Kind of an interesting thing you don't see very often.
No, it's the frustrating their part. That's what they're trying to do, frustrating them.
Nice jump up by Rowdy, hits in front of the rim. Nice.
Whoa! Oh! Oh, he's got to be careful, Ashton. You got to watch out, Ashton. Don't do that. When you're using that knee, they're going to call that.
Yeah. First foul there of the game. Ashton
Oh, man, you almost had that.
Sandpoint doing good work right now.
That's their part they need to fix.
Tyler on the outside here. Down to Jeremy. Washington with the ball. Goes back towards the red line.
It looks like they're trying to find something.
Sandpoint's not really in motion with this play here. Just kind of standing around, watching the defense, looking for that inside opportunity.
And it's going to go back. King Cove. No, give credit that Sandpoint is going to try to find.
Programming on KAEB is supported by the Schumigan Corporation.
We're going to switch over here to the microphone for the computer. We're having a little bit of a technical issue. I do apologize to that, folks. So we'll be sitting over here and bringing you play-by-play. You're going to hear a little bit more ambient sound around the gym as we turn on this open mic.
Yep.
Score now 6-0 in favor of the T-Jacks.
And Jager's going all the way. And oh, my goodness.
What a steal by Jerry McLaughlin. Good hustle by the freshman.
Wow. Oh, man. Now that's...
You calling that a foul?
Yeah.
You can't wrap him up.
Hog time the boy over there. Only legal in the rodeo, not on the basketball court.
Yep.
Maybe in UFC.
Okay, oh, yeah.
Get the ball back.
All right, here we go. Tyler Gunderson with the ball. 4:41 left. Ball goes loose. Brennan picks it up, but can't quite get the handle. And Chase is already in the game here for the T-Jacks.
Looks like a substitution for him.
Chase sat out for most of the first quarters, unless they're playing at Sandpoint.
There you go.
Inside to Robert Thompson. Ball gets stolen, but goes wide to Jager and picks it back up. Missed shot. Tommy on the rebound. Good defense by Peter.
But it doesn't matter. Tommy cleans up the board.
Yeah, Tommy cleaned up the board there and put it up. But good attempt on the defense. Nice, clean attempt to block it. Didn't foul. But Tommy, being the experience and the height, is so hard to contend with.
Aggressiveness, how he is.
Steal that.
Peter with the ball. Inside the Hawk. Spins outside. Back to Rowdy. Now Tyler. Good movement. Bounce into the baseline. Sandpoint really passing around. Oh, you gotta watch out for the slide there. Almost traveled. Peter for three. Good arc.
Oh, wow! What a
big 4 minutes left to go here. Well, 3:30 left in the first quarter. Score 8-3 in favor of the T-Jacks. Big three there. First points for the Eagles.
No, I give credit, man. That was a big shot they needed.
Moving the ball to Jager for three. He answers back, doesn't go down. Back into Tommy.
Wow.
Takes it back.
I don't know if Tommy's been working on this stuff, but he must be working on that.
Well, absolutely. And Sandpoint's going to have to figure out a way to neutralize Tommy on the rebound and put back, because otherwise he's just going to be able to dominate the boards and dominate that put back every time. Three by Peter, short. Gets the rebound. Send it back outside. Rowdy, pump fakes. Lose the ball, gets it back. Good defense by Tommy and Chase there. Really making it tough for Rowdy.
No, he is. They're making it real tough in there.
Jeremy's, Peter's behind the defense. They need to take account for that.
There you go.
Wow.
Pass into the paint gets stolen.
They read that.
Oh, yeah.
They read that play carefully.
10 for King Cove, 3 for Sandpoint, 2:30 left in the first quarter. Oh, nice tip away by Rowdy into Tyler's hands. Fast break. Behind the back dribbling. Tyler going, bounce pass. Oh!
Tommy said, no today.
Huge deflection by Tommy Mack. That was a great pass. Oh, yeah, that was a killer pass to Jeremy. He went for the layup, but Tommy just came soaring from behind him. Yeah. Excellent defensive play, but it was a really good offensive play by King by Sandpoint.
No kidding. I give credit to that. Yeah. Get on him! Get on him!
Hawk on the outside. Right hand wing. Drives in the paint. Puts up the jumper. Hits the back.
Oh!
Let's go, T-Jax! Come on!
10 for the T-Jax. 5 for Sandpoint. 2:12 left in this quarter. Another great game of basketball. Sandpoint's playing. I feel like they're hitting above the weight class of what people expected. Mm-hmm. Like, they're really playing well as a team. Nice cut by Brandon.
My goodness. Brandon just pump faked him.
What a great pump fake. Gets past the defense. 2 points for Brennan Larson. 12-5 in favor of King Cove.
No, that was a good look.
Yeah. 1:45 left here in the quarter. Bounced over to Jeremy. Driving the baseline. He's got tall players in front of him. Chase is tightly guarding him. Tyler. Now to Rowdy. For three. Off the back iron. Rebound goes to Jeremy. Sandpoint killing it on the offensive rebounds. Peter. For two.
Rebound!
Another rebound to Sandpoint.
I don't know how many offensive rebounds they get.
Rowdy flies into the paint. For two. What a play by Rowdy Tripp.
Yeah. If Rowdy can't get a 3-pointer, he just goes to the rim and says, I got you, man.
Cuts up the middle, gets the pass, and just soars. Jager passes over to Brennan for two. Nice jump shot at the baseline. No good. Attempted save by Brennan. Out of bounds on the T-Jacks. 7 for Sandpoint, 12 for King Cove. A minute to go in the first quarter.
No, T-Jax, come on.
No, it looks like
great matchup.
It is, man. This is what they're looking for. Another one.
Nice passing by Sandpoint.
They are.
Pump fake by Rowdy. Drives into the paint. Puts it on the backboard. Hard off the rim. Put back. No foul call there in the scrum. And a missed shot. Jager on the fast break. Rowdy gets back on defense. Forces a tough jump shot. Rebound Brennan and Tommy.
Oh, my goodness. Tommy got him again.
Right past the defense. Up for an easy layup on the left-hand side.
That's just nasty he did. That was so filthy.
Yeah, Tommy's playing like a champ out there. Nice bounce to the Hawk. Trying to get past Robert Thompson. Oh, good defense by Robert.
Yeah, Robert's just like moving his feet, just like taking his hands up like that. That's impressive.
Good defense. Protecting against the foul, forcing the ball out of bounds. Out on the Eagles. 15 seconds, 14-7 in favor of the T-Jacks. Tommy with the ball. 10 seconds down the clock. Looking for one last shot here in the quarter. Chase on the far right side. Back to Jager at the top. 4 seconds. Looking for the shot. Chase going to take a long one.
Oh, no way, Tommy!
As you can tell by the yelling, Chase drains the last minute buzzer beater. 17-7 now. In favor of the T-Jacks. Sandpoint's having a tough time converting buckets on the offensive side, but they're doing their best out there, and they're still in this game.
No, I hear you there. Don't count them out yet.
We'll be back in 1 minute with more basketball here at the championship game of the Aleut.
Programming on KAEB is supported by the Shumigan Corporation. Located in Sandpoint, the Shumigan family of businesses includes property and equity management, the Sandpoint Tavern, the Anchor Inn Motel, and the Anchor Inn Lounge. The Shumigan Corporation, serving its shareholders and the people of Sandpoint on the web at www.shumigan.com or by telephone at 907-383-3525. The Shumigan Corporation, hometown values and service, a proud sponsor of KAEB.
If you are just tuning in, we have the boys' championship game, the King Cove T-Jacks and the Sandpoint Gentlemen Eagles, live from King Cove.
17-7 in favor of the T-Jacks. Sandpoint with the ball, throwing things out.
Get on them!
Here with King Cove Sports Network and KSDP, bringing you all the action here at the Alley-Oop 2024. I'm here with Christopher Babcock. Chris, how are you doing today?
I'm doing excellent, Austin. As a tournament player, I am excited to watch these guys play and compete like crazy.
Yep. Tipped out on the other side, but it was last touched by the, out of bounds. Tight. This 1-3-1 zone defense that King Cove has is unique, and it's hard for them to react to because they don't train against it very much.
It's like it's intensity. They are putting so much pressure. They never give up on this kind of pressure on this.
Absolutely. Tyler Gunnarsson on the right-hand side for the three. Top of the rim.
There you go. Wow.
Brennan Larson with the rebound. Fast move now by King Cove. Still 17-7. T-Jacks lead by 10. Underhanded layup.
Oh, my word. How in the heck you can do that?
I know as a coach you hate to see that, especially when it goes in because you don't want to reinforce that kind of play, but, man, what a great shot
that
by Shager.
That was a crazy-looking layup shot.
King Cove up by 12. 6:50 left to go in the half. Rowdy Tripp passes over to Peter, outside to Jeremy. Pulling up his dribble, looking for help. Brad. Outstanding defense by Chase.
Go, Chase.
Yep, it's that pressure. They're putting so much.
I know.
They're putting so much intensity on that 2-3-1.
Jeremy and Peter coming in as freshmen doing a great job. You got to watch out for the, when you get feeling frustrated, it's understandable. Nice defensive steal by Tyler, but Chase gets it on the 3-point line, missing it. Tipped up. Last touch by Sam Point.
It's still going to be. Well, looks like we got Dawson coming in.
Dawson coming in for Jeremy.
All right.
Let's
go, T-Jacks. So Kinko's going to need to find a way to start maybe getting a little bit of a play going now.
There you go.
Oh, wow.
Nice play there.
Dawson. Looks like I'll got you.
Get on him.
I don't know what it's like, crazy, if this 2-3-1 is like insane how they're putting so much intensity on this team. There's no way to even get it.
Dawson, over to Tyler in the baseline. Two-man trap.
Wow.
He's going to have a hard time getting out of that.
Just pressuring
inside of the post. Rowdy for three at the top of the key. Off the top of the rim. Jump ball. Two T-Jacks and an Eagle roping that one up. Brennan and Tommy both trying to get it.
I know.
Peter Kalugin up in the middle there, making it happen.
Yep.
21-7. King Cove just really slowly building a lead here in this first half.
Oh, my word.
Correct that. Really starting to build a lead here with that 3-point shot. 24-7 now in favor of the T-Jacks.
I think Jager's just on another level, and he's never left off.
Same points, having a hard time getting things to stick.
There he goes. Man.
Rowdy for three in the right-hand corner. T-Jacks up by 14 now. Chase on a fast transition. Good pump fake by Ashton. Ball goes up to Brennan, stolen.
Oh, my goodness.
But stolen right back by Ashton. Good job by Ashton. Oh, a contested three shot by Jager. Gonna go down.
Ashton's grabbing every rebound. Oh, no way.
Nice put up by Jager. Getting the feed inside the paint from Ashton. Good for two. 26-10 now.
Yeah, man. That's incredible.
Good on him. Dawson feeds it over to Hawk. Back outside to the perimeter. Passing around, looking for the open shot. Long two by Peter. Over the rim and in.
All right.
Good job by Peter Kalugin. 26-12 now. Still King Cove with the lead.
Give credit to Peter Kalugin. He's really starting to truly start to figure out how he's getting good looks.
I know. Coming in as a freshman, we got some really great young talent here. On
oh, there is a steal.
Good steal by Rowdy Tripp. He's got Dawson to the left. He's going all the way. Pulls up for the jump stop. Misses. Over the top on Rowdy Tripp. His first foul of the game.
It's the first Eagle foul.
First foul by Sanborn. I'll tell you, yesterday's game against the T-Jacks and the Eagles nearly got out of hand. The refs really let the kids play the game, which I appreciate, but sometimes I can get into an injury situation. Fortunately, that didn't happen yesterday, but it made for a really great game of basketball.
That's what it's all about, man. That's what it's all about.
Chase has the ball on the perimeter, passing around for the T-Jacks. Jaeger, pump fake, drives inside the perimeter, push up the shot, misses the rim. Oh, what a six! Nice deflection by Rowdy. Peter Kalugin picks it up. Good job by Rowdy deflecting the ball. Peter right there to pick it up.
Oh, I hear you there,
Austin. Sanborn, a chance to get two unanswered baskets here. Peter on the baseline. Tyler's wide open. Pump fakes, Rowdy. Tightly guard by Tommy. Dawson's open in the corner. Bounced to Hawk for two. Misses the rim. Tipped out by Tommy in the hands of Chase. I love the ball movement from both these teams.
No, they're synchronizing the passing moments.
Excellent passing by both these squads.
It's just like they have something in them.
Nice squad. Yeah.
Man. Hear that slap.
You know, and that was Peter Kalugin with a huge defensive slap. And you'll turn those things into catches as he gets more time on the court. When you play fast basketball like this, it is hard to maintain the stamina that these boys need for this kind of game.
No, I hear you there, Austin. It's definitely...
Nice steal by Dawson. Tyler, fast break. He's got foul. 26-12, King Cove up by 14. 3:12 left to go here in the first half.
Better passes, Jager.
Give credit to Sandpoint. They read that play really well. Yeah.
And you know, King Cove, a dominant team this year, really looking to go far, but Sandpoint is making them work for it. Even though they're in the lead, Sandpoint's plays are really good this year. Like, Coach Mack has done a great job building an offense.
There you go.
Off the knee of Chase and out of bounds. Sanborn will throw it on the baseline with 3 minutes left to go here. The Eagles trailing by 14, looking to get a basket.
I know. I hear you there, Austin. But it's just that.
Oh, get on him!
Oh, there it is.
There you go.
Hard over the backboard. On the backboard. Stand up, Rowdy. Yeah, that was a bit of a lob. He's got a 3-on-1. He goes for the jumper. Runs into traffic. No good. Fast break. Jaeger. I feel like there was a couple extra steps on that one. I'm not going to lie. Coach Calver, referee Calver was right there. So he knows what to look for. Dawson for two. Oh, off the back iron. Rebound, fights for it. Oh, Chase and Tyler go down hard. Tyler's coming right back on defense, trying to get behind Tommy.
Oh,
Robert.
Oh,
hard shot off the back.
Oh,
court.
My gosh.
Put back by Tommy.
Tommy is just, it looks like he never left.
Gosh, come on.
Dawson with the ball here for the Eagles. Sandpoint really needs a basket.
No, I hear you, Austin. They need steal to get that. Something going. They really are struggling.
Tyler, way outside, tossing on the perimeter, passing to Caden. Back to Dawson, who almost loses it, but keeps his hands on it. Caden's open for three. He's taking that. Good shot by Caden Foster.
Wow.
They call it that to three.
That was a really
counts
good
as a trade.
That was a good looking 3-point.
It was 15-30 now. 1:40 to go in the half. Jaeger pulls the ball up and taking his time. Tommy in the baseline, and it looks like King Cove just wants to burn down the clock at this point. Open shot by Jaeger, missed. Tommy tries to steal it, but good job by Hawk getting in there.
Oh, it looks like we got a substitution. Logan is coming in.
Logan Iapana. Sort of a 6th, 7th man, getting some good time. He came out big. I think he had, 12 points yesterday? Tommy misses, gets back on the second attempt, goes to the line for two. Second for Rowdy? Second foul on Rowdy with 90 seconds to go in the half.
Oh, that's not good.
No, you know, that's I'd say if you keep this pace, one foul a quarter, you can get away with that.
Oh, I know. Okay.
All right, I was thinking that something.
Yeah, no, absolutely. But you don't want it to get any worse than that.
Oh, no kidding.
30 for the T-Jacks, 15 for Sand Point. Tommy at the line.
Wow.
Beautiful first shot. Just over the rim, kiss the net.
Yep, just like that, just kiss the net.
Making it 31 now for the T-Jacks. Second shot, up.
Wow.
Another perfect free throw by Tommy Mack. 120 left to go. Sandpoint trailing now by 17 points. Rowdy will walk it up past the half-court line. Look for the three, says no. Pass to Tyler.
Oh, man.
Hawk now way outside. Had a good look at the basket.
There you go.
Ball tip back. Are they going to call that over and back? Yeah, clean deflection.
All right, good. Yeah, no.
Get on him. Get on him.
1 minute to go here. Dawson for three. Oh, in out. Knock first. Logan fights for it. Oh, rebound. Logan gets it.
Oh, he almost had that.
Oh, man. Good save by Logan. Logan is a fast, athletic kid. Possibly one of the most athletic kids here in the
That's
region.
What they need to use more is that speed there.
Get on him.
Rowdy. Less than a minute to go here.
Start the clock. Get on him, dude.
Ball in the hands of Tyler.
There you go.
Poked out by Chase. Out of bounds.
Come on, Edda.
Caught by Edda. Chase was trying to say he was going to save that, but that was going out hard.
Oh, I know. Yeah, I've seen that.
Maybe you could have. Yeah.
That kid will run his face into a wall.
Oh, yeah.
For his team.
Chase and Rowdy are two just, you know, big hearts on the court. Dawson passes it back to Tyler. Pass over to Rowdy. 35 seconds. One last shot here. Sandpoint doesn't want to give it over to King Cove.
There you go.
They'd like to make this the last shot of the quarter, I think.
There you go.
Yeah, defense by Logan. Tipped up top bounds. Black ball.
Good job.
Wow. You can see double team out there. Just like
great defense by Logan and Chase.
I know. It's like, give me that.
22 seconds left here, and King Cove would probably really try and make this one last shot.
Oh, yeah. Just slow the pace.
15 seconds.
You got something.
Jager in the corner. Out. Ooh. Tipped up by Caden. Cross the post pass to Logan. Good defense by Sandpoint. Knocked the ball loose. And King Cove will stack up underneath their basket. 32-15. King Cove with the lead.
Yep.
Jager over to Chase on the perimeter. Taking it out towards the top of the key. 9 seconds to go.
All right.
Just Chase calling out.
One last shot.
Thomas in the post. Over to Tommy. Deflected by Rowdy. Dawson. Won't have time for the shot. But good job by Rowdy preventing one last shot by the T-Jacks.
Yep.
Great first half. Sandpoint really having a tough time getting baskets in, but really keeping an exciting game, doing great job. Great squads here in the Illusion East Pro this year. Going into the second half, the score will be 32 for King Cove, 15 for Sandpoint. We'll be back in 10 minutes.
Okay, we got our 10 minutes on the board. We're going to take a break and see whether I can get an update on the New Halen tournament that is going on concurrently at the same time and get an update on our Lady Eagles. She's Just My Style, Gary Lewis and the Playboys.
Just my style drives me wild. Just City of King Cove is a proud underwriter of Aleutian Peninsula Broadcasting and Community Radio. King Cove is a first-class city established in 1949 and located on the Pacific side of the Alaska Peninsula. It is 18 miles southeast of Cold Bay and 625 miles southwest of Anchorage. The six-member King Cove City Council meets at least once a month on the second or fourth Wednesday of each month. Contact the City of King Cove by calling 907-497-2340 or visiting their website at cityofkingcove.com.
Funding for KSDP is made possible in part by the King Cove Corporation, operating the Fleets, Inn Hotel, the Heart Lakes Apartments, and the Last Hook Off Tavern. The King Cove Corporation is a proud sponsor of KSDP.
All right, we are going to go over to Kokomo and hear Asia Minor. Couple more minutes left, and we'll be back in for the second half of the T-Jacks and Eagles live from King Cove at the Alley-Oop over there. We have, I'm awaiting an update on the Lady Eagles and Malamutes currently playing against each other in New Haven. So as soon as I get that, I'll pass it along the way. In the meantime, this will take us right there to the end of the half. Paul Revere and the Raiders, Hungry.
Do you got this week to know what I'm all about? You're so
something that you didn't figure out. Well, now you wanna know what moves my soul and what ticks inside of my brain. Well, I've got this need I just can't control, and it's driving me insane. I can't take it. Almost taste it, baby, and it's sweet as wine. It's been a tale of world that I wanna own someday. With a special place of hide, you can stay alone, you and me. Girl, I'm gonna have it all someday if you just hang on to my hand. I break some rules along the way, girl, you gotta understand. It's not worth getting what I want now, cause I'm hungry. Yes, I'm hungry for those good things, baby. I'm hungry true and true. Well, I'm hungry for that sweet life, baby, with a real fine girl like you. I can almost taste it now. Oh, it's sweet as wine. I ain't gonna waste it now. And it's finally mine.
The second and final half of this tournament, and what a great tournament it's been. Score is 32-15 with King Cove taking a lead, and really Tommy Mack dominating the scoring situation, being variably unstoppable underneath the hoop.
No, they are really passing like really good plays right now.
Sam Point's making them work for it.
Oh, that's what they're doing.
Route, Jeremy for three.
Oh, man, you had a good
chased down by Peter. Just touches the line as he goes out of bounds. Good line by Jeremy for that three-pointer. Just can't get to go down.
I know. He had the wide look. He just got it, but just not yet.
Sam Point with his Orkinko with possession. Up by 17. Third quarter action here.
Yep.
Moving the ball over to Robert on the outside perimeter. And very similar offensive for both these teams, where they're just passing the outside. Look for either the open three or the opportunity to drive in. Ashton in the paint. Puts it up. Misses. Tipped up. Oh. Big body there by Ashton.
Jaeger
for three. Ashton comes fast to the board. Back outside to Jaeger. Kane Cove looking to make something happen. Tommy on the corner.
Oh, he was thinking about it.
Yeah, he was. Jaeger for three. Good line.
Oh!
Big shot by Jaeger, Sean Randall.
Got it. Got it.
All right. Jeremy McGlaughlin with the ball. Moving around to Tyler at the top of the key. Cross to Rowdy. That was a big pass.
Oh, I know. Look at these passes.
I know. Good passes. Rowdy drives in. Bounce to Hawk. Hawk loses it. Picked up by Jeremy. Jeremy needs help. Nice steal by Ashton over to Brendan, and great defense.
Robert's like, my bad. I'm going to
get great defense by the T-Jack. Jaeger for three again. Back iron. No good. Ashton, probably being the shortest kid on the court, somehow out-rebounding everybody.
No matter what your height is, man, he's going to go after it.
Yep. Nice running the baseline. Wow. Wide open lane on the baseline. First points of the quarter there. 2 points. 35-15 now in favor of the T-Jacks. Sam Point needs to get hot here.
Come on.
They need to find spark.
Jumper by Hawk. Off the back iron. Gets his own rebound. Nope. Goes to Peter. Jeremy will take it outside and reset the offense.
Yep.
Tyler at the key.
They need a spark fast.
Yeah. Rowdy for three. Back iron. Hits the top of the post and out. All right. Ball now in the hands of T-Jax. And taking a quick second. Oh, Brennan's going to check out, and Chase comes back in. Trying to find out if the Eagles are playing right now. Rumor is they are.
Go, Austin.
All I know is our goal to final.
Shot for three. Jaeger's really been given the go-ahead to shoot from the perimeter, it seems like. Nice move by Ashton getting in. Oh, stolen. Good deflection by Sandpoint. Hawk trying to run in. Loses it, but picks it back up and over to Rowdy. And King, Sandpoint will have another look at the basket. Over to Tyler. Jeremy now on the wing. Good movement of the ball. Screen set up. Rowdy can't get the shot in time. Over to Hawk. And that was a good screen. A good pick and roll there is being set up. Tyler.
Old man.
Can't get the three. Out into the triangle pass formation. Rowdy collapses the defense. Shot goes short.
Wow.
Picked up by Jaeger.
Well, there goes Tommy.
All the way.
Oh, yeah. Good shot by Tommy. Takes it all the way.
Man. The ball back, Jaeger.
38 to 15 now as King Cove just slowly inches forward their lead. Yeah,
they're on, pushing that lead. They're pushing get that lead up. Really good.
All right, ball in the hands of Rowdy on the corner. We're going to have the girls in New Haven, the Lady Eagles, go up for the championship game over there as well.
There you go.
Come on. Tyler for three.
Oh, wow, what a big three.
What a switch.
That was a big three. That was big.
38 to 18. But, yeah, we'll have the Lady Eagles. I'm hearing the game's at 6:15. They're going to be not making it home tonight. Shot up and missed. Rebound to Robert Thompson. Robert knocks Rowdy over. Puts the foot back. No good. Fight for the ball, and Tommy just lifts it above everyone else.
Did you see Robert just like boom, got him like that, man?
I think Rowdy was taking a little bit of a fall there trying to draw the foul.
Yeah, I see some. Okay.
Tyler, Jeremy, pass along to the baseline. Peter needs help. He's being tightly guarded by Ashton.
Yeah. Oh, look at that.
Tyler gets a handoff. Handoff to Jeremy. Play continues in motion to Tyler. 3:20 to go in the quarter. Sandpoint trailing by 22 now. Just really struggling to get a successful bucket. They're moving the ball well. I think Sandpoint will fare well this season against other schools their size. Especially if they can hone in their offense a little bit more. Which they are clearly getting some good practice here. Jaeger tempted. Yeah, double dribble, but Peter for three, no good. Rebound by Jaeger. Jaeger was trying to bait Tyler with that three-point attempt, too. Giving him just enough space, and he's going to soar over there and knock it loose.
Wow,
Tyler did a good job not taking the bait.
Okay,
it's almost like they know each other.
Yeah. Tommy on the baseline, gets it back out to Ashton.
Uh-oh.
Reaching foul.
Man.
First foul by Tyler Gunderson in a light fouling game here overall.
Yep.
2:35 left in the quarter. King Cove up by 22. 2-3 zone for Sandpoint. I think it was a nice move to the outside. Jaeger drives the baseline. Runner doesn't go down. Tipped up into the hands of Tyler. Behind the back dribble, get past Chase. Tyler's really coming alive. Tough shot. Kind of forced up a fast break when he could have sent it back outside. Rowdy gets back on defense. Tyler misses the layup. Good defense by Peter. A rare miss by Tommy Mack. Tyler jukes around. Goes down hard. Hands over to Chase. Good defense by Rowdy. Cross to Jaeger. Up and in. Tyler can do a good job. He's gassing himself out. He's huffy and puffy right now.
He's really trying to best out there.
Yeah, good call for time out there.
He's tired a little bit, man.
Yeah, both these teams are playing a good game of basketball, but 42-18, King Cove has just been consistently able to convert baskets, and Sandpoint struggled to do that. Both offense and defense have been running smoothly, but I think something that is different, I was talking to one of the people here in the stadium, the 1-3-1 zone that King Cove was playing this year looks a little bit tighter today. Okay. Yesterday, they kind of played a little more wide formation, which opened up the opportunity for Sandpoint to kind of penetrate in, scoop it back out. Plus, they were hitting their threes, which really helped.
No, that's true on that, too. Yeah, Austin. So, from what I'm saying is, like, from my above, what I'm about to say is, like, that 2-3, I mean, that 3-2-1 they're doing, it's just like, it's like a deadly move they're using. it's like they're pressuring these kind of intensity players. But if they keep doing this 3-2-1, there's no way this team can be stopped.
Yep, they're doing great this year. Both squads are going to be really good. I'm really happy to see good basketball. All right, ball now in the hands of the Eagles, I believe.
Yeah.
All right. Eagles will have the ball on the baseline. 1:48 left to go here in the third quarter. Eagles trailing by 24 now. Passed over to Jeremy. Jeremy Glosson in the corner. Pulls up pass over to Tyler.
Tyler's thinking.
Tyler to Peter on the corner. And Rowdy's sitting out to catch his breath. Caden Foster checking. Jeremy gets in. Outside Peter. Penetrates. Jump shot. Just misses, but good movement of the ball. Good look at the basket. All right. Shot up. Miss. Rebound goes to Chase. All right. Here's Tommy. Penetrating in. Good defense by Hawk. Forces a shot to not go down. Saved by Tyler, but brings it right back in to Chase. Robert on the inside gets it stolen away. Ooh, late whistle.
Oh, man.
Get Robert.
Oh, late call reaching in there by Robert. And Robert Thompson, the sophomore, came in last year and has worked real hard this year. And you can see the growth. He is becoming a much more formidable tall player.
He's practicing and he's learning more on this game, man. He's learning more how he's doing this game, my friend.
Absolutely. 42 for the T-Jacks, 18 for Sam Point. Sandpoint moving the ball around. Tyler for three. In and out. Nice rebound by Caden Foster. Looking for help. He's underneath the basket.
Oh, there it is.
Peter for easy two.
Nice.
You know, Caden Foster also comes in here and really makes some plays happen too. He's doing a great job this year. Inside of Tommy at the free throw line. Behind the defense. Oh, good strip by Peter as Ashton broke the baseline.
3 seconds. Come on, you guys.
3 seconds in the key.
Oh, you got to be very careful on there, man.
Sandpoint with a lucky break there. 16 seconds. One more chance at the basket. We'll see here if they can make something happen.
T-Jack's got to be really careful on the 3 seconds.
Yep. All right, 10 seconds to go here in the quarter. King Cove up by 22. Over to Hawk. Hawk's driving in. Almost loses it. Puts in a jump shot. Back iron. No good. And at the end of the third quarter, 42 for the T-Jacks and 20 for Sam Points. We'll be back here for the final quarter of the Alley-Oop here in King Cove, Alaska.
Eastern Aleutian Tribes wants you to know that if you're in need of support for drug and alcohol abuse, there's help available to you right in your own community. From medically assisted substance abuse counseling to support for friends and family members, there is help for you available in a number of different clinics across the Aleutians East Borough. So if you're looking to make a change in your life, make an appointment at your local clinic today. This message and program is brought to you by Eastern Aleutian Tribes in the Aleutians East Borough.
This program was brought to you by Jim and Shirley Brown's Apartments, located in Sandpoint above Trident Seafoods and the Boat Harbor, featuring two-bedroom apartments on a month-to-month basis. For more information, call Jim Brown at 386-6050.
Little thank yous to everybody that helps keep the lights on, keeps the games coming. This is Virgil at KSDP. We're going to go back to the game currently in session. We have the T-Jacks and the Eagles facing off against each other in King Cove. Live coverage courtesy of our esteemed leader, Austin Roof. Let me play one more. It looks like I'm getting a little too ahead of myself. How about... there we go.
All right.
Sam Point's ball as we go into the final quarter of the Alley-Oop for 2024. great tournament this year. Big shout out to New Studio Hawk and New Halen, who came down, played some great basketball. King Cove and Sam Points.
That game came down to the wire, by the way.
Yeah, the consolation match. Those are two very good teams. And similar to Sandpoint and King Cove, New Stu and New Halen are regional rivals. Nice steal by Chase.
Man, Chase is going all the way. And Jager's going all the way.
Really, a foul called there as Jager swings around. Third foul by Tyler?
It's the second.
Second foul by Tyler. As Jager is driving in, swings out, Tyler puts a little contact inside of Tommy. He's got defenders all around him, stolen by Peter. Fast break by Rowdy, but Logan came in fast. So Rowdy did a great job finishing that.
Man,
the speed on Logan was tremendous.
I know, that's what he's doing. Oh, my goodness. Oh, my. Wow.
Another great layup there by Jagerson.
How can Jager just make these layups and sleep?
That's a great fast break by Rowdy Tripp, who really came in fast and finished the jump shot. 44-22. Hawk on the baseline. Sends it back out to Rowdy for three. Hard off the glass. Rebound by Peter. Oh, putback just won't go down, and Brennan Larson gets the rebound. Oh, Tyler.
Oh, my goodness.
Tyler was asleep behind on the defense there. Jager goes past him, but good rebound by Caden, yeah.
I just seen Tyler, and I was like, oh, my goodness.
Over to Tyler now from Peter. It's a lot of black jerseys.
Oh, my God.
No look behind the back pass. Stolen almost by Rowdy. Jager goes up, forces a shot. Peter with a jump ball. Big hack there by Tommy.
You can
hear that contact from up here at the very top of the stands. Second foul by Tommy Mack.
Come on, Jager.
I think Peter's bleeding. Yeah, Peter's bleeding.
Peter is bleeding. We have a timeout here with Peter bleeding.
Ooh, yeah, a little bit blood clot. Just got a white dot.
So
looks like we got a substitution coming.
They're taking timeout as Peter Kalugin's going to have to go stop the bleeding.
And we got a substitution coming in.
Yeah, just a little bloody nose, boy. Yeah, a few of those are in wrestling season as well, so he'll know how to take care of that.
Goodness, no, yeah, those are really hard hits to the face, man.
Some teams flying home today as we wrap up these two tournaments, but tonight at 6:15, the Lady Eagles will square up against New Halen for the championship game. I believe they already defeated New Halen as the Lady Eagles are going undefeated at the New Halen tournament.
Wow.
That's
awesome. Eagles beat New Halen?
Wow. That's incredible to hear that. That's incredible, awesome.
Yeah, Sandpoint's doing really well. The Lady Eagles are a very powerful squad this year. Very small set. Yeah, small but mighty. All right, 44-22. Sandpoint looking to close the distance here as they wrap up this championship game. Nice pass over the top of Jager. Tyler for three. Top of the rim, over the backboard. Hawk with a big save. Goes in the hands of Chase.
Chase is going to maybe slow the pace and find the offense.
Yep. T-Jax will bring the ball up. Jager's wide open for three.
Come on,
off the back iron.
Oh, my goodness.
Kane with a great rebound over Logan. Rowdy on the fast break. Forcing a layup. Won't go down. Just looking for anything. Jager Sean gets the ball snatched up by Tyler. But as he flies out of bounds, he puts it right back into Brandel's hands. Tommy with a good pass. Gets it, drives in and out, fight for the rebound, lots of black jerseys. Lots of physical rebounding going on
just,
down there.
Just going in there, just like, give me that, no, give me that.
Playing bumper cars.
Yep. Boom, boom.
King Cove, oh, Chase is left wide open. Missed assignment.
Not even close.
Caden passed over to Hawk.
Ooh, Hawk.
Oh, big steal by Jager as Hawk was trying to make a fast break.
Oh, I know. I see you.
5:20 left in the game. 44-22 still the score. Good passing by King Cove. Inside of Tommy. He just runs out.
Man, Tommy, how can you say about this kid?
Yeah.
He's just playing unbelievable.
What do you do about Tommy Mack? I mean, he's really just... tremendous player, playing fundamental basketball. Not a lot of flair or flourish. Just gets the ball into the basket.
Yep.
Exactly what you want to see.
Yep.
46-22.
Oh! This is unbelievable.
3-point shot by Caden Foster.
Caden Foster. He's just got a good 3-point
point to shoot.
Yep, Tommy gets the ball, almost taken away, over to Jager on the baseline, open shot, top of the rim. Fight for the board. Chase gets it from the pass. Ooh. That one hits the further rim. Logan has put that good.
Why not?
Good put back by Logan Diapana.
Yep, why not?
48-25 now the score with King Cove leading. 4.5 minutes left to go in this game. No look past Julian. Shot up. Ew! Wow! Long distance two, just inside the line.
That was a good look.
Sandpoint starting to make some baskets here. Much needed.
Yeah, trying to get something going.
Yeah. They're going to. Jager shoots past his offense. The defense gets in. Ball out of bounds off the rebound. And Jersey Matt comes in for Brennan.
Timeout. Team got to call timeout.
Yeah, good offensive shuffle there by Jager. Gets past the defense. Can't get to go down. And Sandpoint will come back to their bench here, and T-Jax as well. Jersey Mac will check in for King Cove. And on the floor we'll have, looking at the five on the floor, we have Chase Gould, Tommy Mac, Jersey Mac, as well as Logan Yapana and Jager Brandle. Sandpoint has Caden Foster, Rowdy Tripp, Hawk Jackson, Tyler Gunderson, and Julian Carlson, who's entered the game here in the fourth quarter. Again, Sandpoint down by 21. They've been as low, I think, as 26, so they're slowly closing the gap here, looking to build some momentum. They've got plenty of time on the clock to make it closer, for sure, can make something happen.
No, yeah, you've got to give credit right there. Yeah, there's still plenty of time. There's still plenty of clock time to play with, my friend. There's still plenty of time.
Absolutely. 4 minutes left to go here in this championship game. And really, just the beginning of the season, we've got lots of road games coming up, and we should have some really good basketball coming our way here throughout the season as the teams enter the road trip.
Oh, yeah, it's going to get good on the road trip for these teams.
Jager gets the ball right back and it's left open.
Come on, Jager!
Caden with a rebound. Wow. Jager's had a hard time getting some baskets in this game.
He's not on the hard time getting scored.
Off the hands of Julian Carlson and out of bounds. 27-48 in favor of the T-Jacks. 3:50 left to go here. Over to Jager. Passed up, almost out of the hands of Logan. Back outside to Chase. Jersey open for three.
Oh,
travel.
Gotta be careful.
Yeah. Double his feet and then goes for the dribble. That's a.
Just gotta be careful.
Yep. Jersey coming in.
Jager's telling him the.
All right, here we go. Tyler Gunderson with the ball. Rowdy. Pump fakes Chase. Gets the screen.
Head
down by Bowler.
Jager's going all the way.
Gets the foul on the way to the basket. Doesn't go down. Jager is really good at providing just enough space to make it seem like a pass can happen or a shot can happen, and then closing the distance so quickly.
No, that's what he's doing. Jager's timing these defensive plays. That's what he's doing.
Yeah, he's doing a great job out there. Both these squads are just going to do really well, I think, on the road trip.
Come on, Jager.
Jager misses his first attempt at the line.
No, when the road trip hits, these two teams are going to make some noise.
Still a 21-point lead for King Cove. 3:30 left on the clock. Second attempt by Jager. Misses that one as well, and Hawk Jackson will bring down the board and quickly give it to Rowdy Tripp, who brings it up for the Sandpoint Eagles.
Get on him.
Who finds Tyler, now to Julian on the wing. Back to Tyler as the offense swings over. Caden for three, hits the front of the rim.
He had
easy rebound for Tommy.
I know. I see that really good.
Oh, driving the lane. No foul called and put back by Jager.
Wow.
That was a hard hit as Tommy comes fast up the paint, knocks over Hawk.
Yeah, just like, turn around, let's go.
Hawk and Tommy are both laughing about it right now. 50-27 is the score. King Cove with the lead. Rowdy for three. Hits the back of the iron. Woo. Nice rebound by Hawk. Pass to Caden. Almost gets missed. Tyler for three. Ooh. Misses the rim. Out of bounds. Last touch by the Eagles. 2:40 left in the game. 50-27 is the score.
So here comes Chase. Chase with the ball. Chase is going to look. Passes to Jersey.
Jersey Mac over to Chase. Nice jumper from the post. No good.
I heard that.
Yep. Tommy on the putback will get swatted by Rowdy. third foul by Rowdy Tripp.
Yep.
That will send Tommy to the line for two. Tommy's first attempt is good.
Yeah.
I don't think he's missed a free throw shot yet.
No, I know. It's something to do with his confidence in him, and he can really maybe start thinking about it.
Seeing some bench players coming in here as we come to the end of the championship game.
Get ready for the
post. Yep. Nice shot there. Tommy goes 4 for 4 for the free throws.
Yep,
Donovan Nielsen's come in here for the Sandpoint Eagles.
Get on them. Hands up, Jager. Let's go.
Tyler Gunnarsson passed over to Rowdy for three.
Oh,
top of the rim. Kaden gets it and puts it back in. Kaden making some plays down there.
I know. Three and go underneath the rim. Why not?
Yep, absolutely. 52-29. Ball almost stolen by Rowdy, but Jager keeps his handle on it. Puts up a nice floating jumper.
How can you not stop Jager? Jager's I don't know. He's on another level and he's ready.
150 in the game. Rowdy with the ball. Swings over to Julian.
Get on him.
Tight defense. Tyler now over to Donovan. Donovan back to Tyler. This two-man trap is really making the outer perimeter hard to work with. Kaden looks for three. No opportunity. Tight defense. Tyler penetrates in. Goes down. Loses the ball. Picked up by Tommy. Jager tries to get as close to dunk as he can do it. I'll tell you, one more inch and that kid's got the dunk. Maybe get some shoe lifts for the kid.
Jeez.
Rowdy to Kaden. Right-hand wing.
Oh,
Rowdy for a long three. No good.
Rebound
to Tyler. Three-point shot up. Also no good. Kaden gets another rebound.
What a rebound.
Poundston Julian, who is taking it back outside, pulls up his dribble, needs a hand.
Yep.
Finds Rowdy for three. Hits the front rim. Kaden on the rebound.
Oh,
Donovan forces a rebound. Tries to pass it outside. Good placement there by Donovan Nielsen. Less than a minute to go in the game. Over Tommy behind the defense.
Yeah, why not?
For two.
Why not? Tommy's open. Oh, looks like we're going to have timeout. And,
some more substitutions. Riley Wilson and Noah Roberts will come in here for the T-Jacks.
Yeah, why not? Get some substitutions out. Let them take a breather. They've earned it.
Absolutely. 37 seconds left to go in the game. T-Jacks will be the champion here at the 2024 Alley-Oop to Alley-Oop. Thanks for tuning in here to the Kingco Sports Network and KSDP, where we've brought you all the sports of the weekend, all the games as we can get them. One more game left here as the Lady Eagles go for the championship over in New Halen. They'll play tonight at 6:15. And then the road trip starts, and we'll have Carl Pulliam providing lots of great basketball coverage for us as the T-Jacks, rookies, and lady and gentlemen Eagles all hit the road here for the annual road trip.
That's going to be a good road trip for these two teams to test out.
Absolutely. As we come out of the timeout, 56 for the T-Jacks, 29 for Sandpoint.
Between Jager and Tom, they have 50 points.
Jager and Tommy making up 50 points, I just got told. Two players, 50 points for the T-Jacks.
That's
tremendous.
That's incredible. 250 points for each player.
Yeah. Kaden on the baseline, tight defense.
40.
Over to Tyler, who almost has loose it to an over and back, but he keeps the ball on the right side. Kaden's open for three.
Why not? He takes it.
Oh, man. Run the rim.
Go, rebound over to Chase.
And Chase will move it up.
Oh,
brought it out by Kaden. Nice defensive cut by Kaden Foster.
Wow.
Who just knocks the ball loose.
Kaden Foster is just really running like
good plays by Kaden. Liam, who has checked in, Liam Brandle, Riley Wilson, and Noah Roberts, as well as Jason Mack. Shot by Riley.
Oh.
Won't go down. Donovan gets the rebound. And there's the buzzer. Congratulations to the King Cove T-Jacks, who walk away champions here at the 2024 Alley-Oop. Sandpoint here doing a great job. We're getting second place. And here with the coverage, this is Austin Roof and
Christopher Babcock
providing you the play-by-play here. Thanks for tuning in to the King Cove Sports Network and KSDP. We'll be back with more basketball tonight. Lady Eagles championship game at 6:15. Stay tuned for more great programming coming up now.
Good night.